been listening to Ion Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Ion Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.
Peter Greenberg here, back in Los Cabos for Ion Travel as we continue the show. Of course, you can always reach me, peter@petergreenberg.com, with your name, phone number, question, or problem. We'll solve it right here on the air. Let's go right to the phones. Out there in Austin, Texas, I've got Robin on the phone. Robin, how can I help you?
Oh, good. Thanks for giving me this chance. Is it a good value financially and time-wise if you let the cruise line book your flights, or can you do better on your own? And if so, how far out from the departure should you start trying?
Okay.
Thanks.
So let's talk about that.
All right.
In many cases, you can get a cheaper airfare than the cruise line will sell you as part of an AirSea package. But here's the downside. The downside is if you don't buy the airfare through the cruise line on the AirSea package and you buy it on your own and your flight is late or canceled or you miss a connection, the cruise line is under no obligation whatsoever to reconnect you with the ship. You're out of luck. And playing catch-up with the ship after it's left is a really expensive idea. Not to mention you lost a couple of days. So here's what I suggest. Obviously, you want to be a good comparison shopper. Find out what their AirSea package is and see if you have the flexibility of using that flexibility by taking a flight that actually arrives in that port city where you're catching the cruise a day earlier. Because it's not just about you missing the flight, it's about your bags missing the flight, right? That's what you want to do on that. But if you want to do the cruise, the airfare on your own, the same principle applies. You need to get to that destination, not on the day the ship is leaving, not on the morning of the afternoon the day the ship is leaving, no. You want to get there a full 24 hours ahead of time, make sure your bags arrive, and if they didn't, you have enough time for your bags to catch up to you, relax, have a nice dinner, and then go to the ship the next day. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, thanks. Okay.
You got it. That's really what you got to do.
And
because otherwise, I've had to play catch up myself. It's not pretty, and you're going to go to your wallet. All right?
Yes, thank you.
You got it, Robin. Thanks again.
Bye-bye.
And let's go back to the phones. I've got Francesca on the phone out in South Ferry, Connecticut. Hey, Francesca, how can I help you?
Hi, Peter. Well, my husband and I booked this Mediterranean cruise through Vacations to Go with Royal Caribbean on their Visions of the Sea for September. And when we booked, we asked for a room with the balcony, but we're told that they were all taken. 3 weeks prior to the cruise, we were offered to bid an upgrade, and we bid $2,500 for a junior suite on the 8th floor, and we were awarded the upgrade. Mid-vacation, I got COVID and was removed from my suite and placed in a 2x4 room on the 3rd floor with no balcony and no access to any of the facilities, and quarantined there. 2 days later, my husband got COVID and joined me. We were told that we would receive a refund for those days that we were not in our junior suite. When that came, they only calculated based on the base price, not including the $2,500 upgrade. And I was told by customer service that that was their policy. I wrote a complaint letter to the president and never received a response. I even complained to Better Business Bureau, but Royal Caribbean told them that that's their policy and that's it.
Okay.
And nowhere in the grade does it say anything about an increase isn't included in the full fare.
Okay, I got a couple of thoughts here. You ready?
Yes, definitely ready.
Okay. Well, the first part of this you probably won't like to hear, but I'm going to share it with you. And that is, and I'm sorry that you got COVID. I'm sorry that your husband got COVID, but that wasn't the cause of the cruise line. It wasn't their responsibility to take care of you that way. The bottom line is they couldn't resell that room, that you were already at sea. So that was revenue they'd never recoup. And the bottom line is, you know, it's sort of like, you know, use it or lose it. Once you buy the room, the cabin, it's yours. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean they couldn't do something as a gesture of goodwill. But the policy is relatively clear that if I, you know, book the presidential suite at a hotel and I'm there and I book it for a week and they block it for a week, no matter what I paid for it, that means no one else can rent that room, because I've reserved it. If I leave the room and, you know, the difference here is that the hotel could possibly re-rent the room because the hotel's not at sea, but you were. So here's what I'd like you to do, and hear me out. I mean, you're not dead yet, right? What I want you to do is email me again. That's peter@petergreenberg.com. And send me all the particulars of the cruise. your reservation number, your confirmation number, when you were offered the bidding opportunity, how much you spent, as you said, $2,500, and then who you spoke to at Royal Caribbean after the fact, who basically said, sorry, it's our policy. I hope you have their names and title. Send that all to me and let me get into it with them and see if they would like to look kindly upon you. Because after all, you didn't go on a cruise to get COVID and you didn't go on a cruise to ruin the cruise. I get it. You wanted to enjoy it and you weren't able to. Now, the fact that they put you in a small room with little ventilation, that's actually compliant with CDC rules of quarantine. You can't get mad at them for that. But I do think that they might want to see their way clear to give you at least a better refund than $198. So you got it? Send me that email with all that information, Francesca, and I'll see what I can do, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Peter. I appreciate your help.
You hang in there. That music means we're out of time for the entire show. Lots of people to thank here in Los Cabos, starting with our producer, Amanda Morris, Jeff Ryder doing the boards back in Connecticut, Anthony Protus Chung, who also steps up to the plate every time. And last but not least, our good friend Susie and all the folks at Los Cabos Tourism, as well as the staff at the Nobu Hotel. We'll see you next week, everybody, from another distant remote location somewhere around the world. Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Eye on Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.